let's get back to the Buffalo Bills, Mark. As you look at J.P. Lossman, their development, Marv Levy on the phone with us now, who has to put the pieces of the puzzle together. How many pieces have they solved this year?
Well, you know, I think the biggest question coming into the season was J.P. Lossman. Obviously, extremely talented kid. Inconsistent, as you get with most young players, and Marv will tell you that. Most young players, as we used to always say, you know, young guys will get you fired eventually. But I've seen, you know, kind of the maturation process. Here's a kid that really came off hot early in the season, in the preseason, kind of tapered off a little bit, but has really rebounded nicely. And he went through a stretch there of four or five games here in the last few weeks where he's really managed the game well. He's throwing accurately. He's throwing for yardage. He was at seven touchdowns versus one or two interceptions. I mean, he really has played very well. So I think that was the biggest piece of the puzzle. And as long as you have him playing well, then it's just about building the core. You know, Schoble having a Pro Bowl-type season, that offensive line coming together. All those things, all those pieces come together, and you've got the makings of a team that's going to compete for an AFC East crown.
Mark, with all the problems on rush defense, the teams have shown around the league, Indianapolis being probably the most famous. Buffalo's had that problem, too. What advice would you give to a Buffalo team in terms of providing that one last piece of the puzzle?
Well, obviously, you know what, you've got to play consistent up front. You've got to play great at your front seven. You've got to be an attacking, kind of set the tempo, a defense, obviously. And I think the other thing is just make sure you're a sure tackling team and to make sure that you have guys that can fight off of blocks. You know, it's not about getting blocked because every defensive lineman is going to get blocked. I mean, Bruce Smith got blocked. You know what Bruce Smith did? He got off blocks, for crying out loud. I'll use another one in the Marv Levy era, and I know the Marv Levy era has returned to Buffalo, but when Marv was coaching, guys like Phil Hansen used to drive me crazy because there was a guy that on paper probably shouldn't have played, and he was a great football player because it wasn't about getting blocked. It was about getting unblocked for him, and I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of guys, once they get blocked, they're like, all right, I got blocked on this play. It's guys that give relentless effort and never give up, and that was one of the great things about the Buffalo Bills in their heyday when they were going to championships.